Welcome, everyone, to today's podcast of Personal Growth Recipes with your host, Ron Denner. Now, this is going to be the second episode of Winning with People, and it's based on a book by a great author by the name of John Maxwell. So last week, we covered the first eight keys or skills, and this week, we're going to cover the next eight keys or skills of winning with people. You know, they're easily learnable, and they're really within reach of anybody who wants them. And they're crucial for anybody that wants to win with people. So let's get started here. Number nine is pass the credit on to others. You see, passing the credit on to others is one of the easiest ways to win with people. And if you'd like to practice it, here's a few suggestions to get you started. Check your ego at the door. You know, the number one reason people don't want to pass along credit to others is that they think it'll somehow hurt them or lessen their value. You see, many people are so insecure that they constantly feed their egos to compensate for it. But you simply cannot practice this method of winning with people if you can't set your ego aside. You know, have you ever heard the saying, an egotist is not a person who thinks too much of himself, it's someone who thinks too little of other people. And if you want to give others credit, put your focus on others. If you highlight their contributions, it makes them and you look good. So next is to put it in print. You see, when you give people credit verbally, you uplift them for a moment. And when you take the time to put it in writing, you have the potential to uplift them for a lifetime. You know, it's much easier to do it in today's world, you know, with a simple text message or an email also. Now, people think about this. People put plaques on their walls as a reminder of their achievements. And deep down, everyone wants to make a difference. And some days, you know, let's face it, everyone's in need of some encouragement. So forget about your ego. Focus on people around you and the credit they deserve. And just ask yourself, who's made me more successful than I would have been on my own? And publicly, try to pass along credit for a successful endeavor to as many people as you can. And just remember, if each of us were to confess our most secret desire, we would say, I want to be praised. Number 10 is offer your very best. You know, most moments in life become special only if we treat them that way. You know, the average day is average only because we don't make it something more. And the most excellent way to elevate an experience, it really is to give it your best. That's what makes it special. You know, an average conversation becomes something better when you listen with great interest. A common relationship becomes better when you give it uncommon effort. An unremarkable event becomes something special when you can spice it up with creativity. You can make anything more important by giving your best to it. Now think about this. Who are the most important people in your life? Usually it's the people who are important to you are the ones who treat you as important. You know, we naturally value the people who value us. So if you want to be important to others, treat them as important. The most effective way to do that is to give them your best. Now, we've all heard, there's a very famous quote I think a lot of us have heard. My potential is God's gift to me. What I do with my potential is my gift to Him. And, you know, forget about doing the minimum effort required to get by and try to focus instead on your maximum effort. Just ask yourself, what can I do for someone who could never repay me? And voluntarily give beyond what's required. Remember, everyone appreciates a person who gives his very best. Number 11 is share a secret with someone. You know, the first time you share something with others, aren't you sharing something that has been secret up to that moment? So why not let that person to whom you're talking know that you're revealing it for the first time? That makes him or her feel special. And, you know, the information needs to be something that the person you're talking to cares about. It should be something meaningful and educational. But there's a very important distinction I need to make here, though. Stay away from gossip. Now, that's not the type of meaningful message that I'm talking about here. And, you know, forget about hoarding information for yourself. So just ask yourself, who can I benefit most by letting them in on some otherwise private information? And try to find someone to let in on a secret now or in the near future. And remember, sharing a secret with someone is bound to boost their self-esteem. So rule number 12 is mine the gold of good intentions. So let's start by being honest. Now, not everyone has pure intentions. If you mine the gold of good intentions, occasionally people are going to take advantage of you. I know they have in my life, and they'll probably, unfortunately, continue to do it in the future. But because I assume the best in others, so many people have done so many wonderful things for me that I literally can't count them all. You know, what I've found is that when I'm suspicious of others, it causes me to display wrong behavior toward them. And it actually makes any interaction with them worse. You know, in general, you get what you expect from others. So the first thing you need to do is to check your attitude. You know, how do you see others? Do you believe that deep down, every person desires to be good or to do his best? He said, that really matters, because if you don't believe the best in others, you will never believe their intentions are good. And if you don't believe in their intentions, I imagine you will not exert the effort to do what I call mine the gold that is in other people. You know, we all have good days and bad days. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be remembered for my good ones. And I can only ask to be forgiven for my bad ones. So if you desire to mine the gold of good intentions in others, then forgiveness is essential. And remember, it is with the attitude with which you judge others that you will also be judged. And if you mine the gold of good intentions in your relationships with others, then people will more likely do the same for you. So, you know, forget about justice. Instead, focus on grace and forgiveness. And just ask yourself, how would I feel and what would I do if I were in that person's shoes? You know, we need to practice the golden rule by appreciating what others intend, not only what they do, just as you would like for them to do with you. So remember, if I fail to believe the best in others, I will not give the effort to mine the gold contained in them. Let's go to number 13. Number 13 is keep your eyes off the mirror. You know, the entire population of the world, with one minor exception, is comprised of other people. Now, if you've never thought of life in those terms, then it's time to give it a try. You know, if individuals think that they are at the center of the universe, not only are they in for a big disappointment when they discover that it's not true, but they're also going to alienate themselves from everyone around them. You know, I've never met a person who truly wins with other people who has not mastered the ability to keep his or her eyes off the mirror and serve others with dignity. You know, all of us are born for a reason, but all of us don't discover why. You know, success in life has nothing to do with what you gain in life or accomplish for yourself. It's what you do for other people. I got a little story to share here. Bill McCartney was the head football coach for the University of Colorado back in the 90s. And Coach Mack had heard that, you know, most people spend over 90% of their time thinking about themselves, but less than 10% of their time thinking of others. Yet he knew instinctively that if his players focused their attention on someone they cared about instead of just on themselves, a whole new source of energy would be available to them. So in 1991, Coach Mack decided to use this information. He was facing a great challenge. See, Colorado was scheduled to play its arch rival, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, on Nebraska's home field. The problem was that Colorado had not won a game there in 23 years. But Coach McCarty, Coach McCartney believed in his team, and he looked for a way to inspire them to achieve. So in the end, what he did, he decided to appeal to their love of others. He did it by challenging each player to call an individual that he loved and tell that person he was dedicating the game ball to him or her. And Coach Mack also encouraged the players to ask that person to watch every play, knowing that every hit, every tackle, every block, every score was being dedicated to him or her. Coach Mack also took one more step. This is pretty smart of him. He arranged to distribute 60 footballs with the game's final score written on them so that each player could send a ball to the individual that he had chosen. Well, the Colorado Buffaloes won that game. The final score written on the footballs was 27-12. Pretty good story. You know, forget about trying to find happiness by tending to your own needs first. Just ask yourself, what can I do to forget myself and focus on others? Just try to set your needs aside and do something specific today that will help you keep your eyes off the mirror. And remember, success in life has everything to do with what you do for others. Good lesson there. Number 14 is, do for others what they cannot do for themselves. You know, doing for others what they can't do for themselves is really a matter of attitude. There's four areas that we can apply this to. The first is, try to introduce others to people they can't know on their own. Now, please don't get the impression here that you have to know someone famous to help others in this area. Sometimes it's just as simple as introducing one friend to another or one business associate to another. You know, just try to make connections. You want to be the bridge in people's relationships with other people. The second is, take others to places where they can't go on their own. You know, you may have the power to give someone an experience that seems inaccessible to them. And if you can't help a friend or a colleague, then start with your family. You know, take your children places that they could not go on their own. Now, there's really no telling what kind of positive impact it will make. The third is, offer others opportunities that they cannot reach of their own. You know, few things are of greater value to a prepared person than an opportunity. Why? Because opportunities increase our potential. Now, the fourth one is, share ideas with others that they don't possess on their own. What's an idea worth? Well, think about this. Every product begins with an idea. Every service begins with an idea. Every business, every book, every new invention begins with an idea. See, our ideas are what makes the world move forward. So when you give people an idea, you really give them a great gift. When you do something for others that they can't do for themselves, you're fostering relationships with those individuals that are sure to be meaningful. So forget about focusing on what you can get from others and focus instead on what you can do for others. And just ask yourself, what opportunity, idea, or experience could I provide that someone might never be able to have without my help? Consider specific things you might be able to do for others. You know, but maybe by making a list of your unique skills, resources, and connections. And remember, we all need others to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. The number 15 is, listen with your heart. The most important thing in communication is to hear what is not being said. You know, if you're already a good listener, you're ahead of the game. All you have to do is to listen, what I call between the lines, for cues that will tell you how others feel. This is a skill you can develop. Many people put their focus on the ideas being communicated, and they almost seem to forget about the other person. You can't do that and listen with the heart. Try to focus on the individual, not just the ideas being expressed. The fundamental cause of nearly all communication problems is that people don't listen to understand. You know, they listen to reply. You know, you're trying to think about what you're going to say. The biggest mistake you can make in trying to talk convincingly is to put your highest priority on expressing your ideas and feelings. What most people really want is to be listened to, respected, and understood. If you want to meet others' needs and make them feel like $1 million, then you just need to listen. You know, forget about trying to get your own point across and put your energy into understanding the other person's point of view. So just ask yourself, how can I better understand what this person is feeling and thinking? And listen aggressively by eliminating distractions and, you know, really focus on the other person's point of view. And remember, the best way to persuade is with your ears. I've never thought of that, looking at it that way before. Number 16 is find the key to their hearts. You know, it may seem fundamental, but asking a good question is essential to discovering the key to a person's heart. Now, I'm going to give you a list of questions that can help uncover this. Just maybe ask someone, think about this a second. Just ask someone, what do you dream about? That's not a normal question. You know, you can learn about people's minds by looking at what they have already achieved, but to understand their hearts, look at what they dream of becoming. Another is ask, what do you cry about? You know, when you understand people's pain, you can't help but understand their hearts. Another question, what are your values? When people give you access to their values, just know that you have entered the most sacred chamber of their heart. And another one would be, what are your strengths? You know, whatever people perceive as their strengths makes their hearts proud. And the other one would be, ask, what is your temperament? Learn that, and you often discover the way to their heart. Okay. Obviously, you don't want your questions to feel like an interview. You don't need to find out all the answers in one sitting. You're not there to interrogate them. The process can be natural while being intentional. You know, it's a major leap for some people to tune into others, people's dreams and desires, really to discover the key to their heart. But it's not enough to do that once with a person and think you've, you know, got it forever. Think about this. Time changes all things, including the human heart. And there are certain times in people's lives when they are most likely to change. Number one, when they hurt enough that they have to. Number two, when they learn enough that they want to. And number three, when they receive enough that they're able to. And once you've found a key to a person's heart, you must act with integrity because you have been entrusted with something of great value. And just please, please never use it to manipulate someone. Turn the key only when you can add value to that other person. Genuine concern for others is a lifestyle more than a technique. In other words, this needs to be something that you are more than something you do. You know, forget about your inclination to believe that everyone is or should be just like you. So ask yourself, what change indicators have I seen in the person whose heart I'd like to understand? And purposely try to discover the keys to the hearts of your inner circle, your friends. And remember, leaders who succeed are those who understand the hearts of their team. So those are the second set of 8 keys or principles. This concludes today's podcast of Personal Growth Recipes. And, you know, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and leave a comment down below. Please follow me on Twitter at Ron Dener. Follow me on Instagram at DenerRon. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ron Dener. I invite you to subscribe to Personal Growth Recipes on Apple Podcasts, and please give us a 5-star rating if you've been enjoying it. And also, please like and share our Facebook page, and you can find that at facebook.com/personalgrowthrecipes. And be sure to tune in next Wednesday for my upcoming episode. We're going to go into the last of the 9 keys or skills of winning with people. And I really enjoyed this episode today. Looking forward to the one coming up, the last 9 keys or skills of winning with people. And once again, this is Ron Denier, your host for Personal Growth Recipes, serving up and signing off.